sleeping, because I was anxious to eke out my means to the very last shilling's worth. I was taking a pair of shoes to be mended at a shop in the Tottenham Court Road when I first encountered the little old man with the yellow face, with whom my life has now become so inextricably entangled. He was standing on the curb and staring at the number on the door in a doubtful way as I opened it. His eyes, they were dull grey eyes and reddish under the rims, fell to my face, and his countenance immediately assumed an expression of corrugated amiability. "You come," he said, apt to the moment. "I had forgotten the number of your house. How do you do, Mr. Eden?" I was a little astonished at his familiar address, for I had never set eyes on the man before. I was a little annoyed, too, at his catching me with my boots under my arm. He noticed my lack of cordiality. "I wonder who the deuce I am, hm? A friend, let me assure you. I have seen you before, though you haven't seen me. Is there anywhere I can talk to you?" I hesitated. The shabbiness of my room upstairs was not a matter for every stranger. "Perhaps," said I, "we might walk down the street."